There are all kinds of dads. There are colorful ones. There are sexy ones. Daddy's home, home for me. And y'all know you've been waiting for this loving all day. And there are dedicated ones that dispense life lessons.
He says education is the thing if you want to compete. Because without it, son, life ain't very sweet. I love this man and I don't know why. Except I'll need his strength until the day that I die.
As we celebrate our dads this Sunday, we'll want to consider that each is a unique individual.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon?
Now, some dads like adventure. At the Chester County Hot Air Balloon Festival, your dad can go up, up, and away in a balloon ride. Or he can stay on the ground and enjoy all the beautiful balloons and the other attractions at the annual festival. It's at the Willowdale Steeplechase in Kennett Square Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It is ticketed, but children 6 and under are free. You can buy tickets in advance for untethered balloon rides or in person for tethered ones. The festival takes off at 4 p.m. on Friday. Maybe Dad likes cars. This weekend, the Simeone Foundation Automotive Museum celebrates the legendary 24 hours of Le Mans race with driving demonstrations of some of the cars that actually participated. The 24 Heures de Simeone starts at 9 a.m. on Saturday and ends at 10 a.m. on Sunday. You can even stay the night and bring your blanket, pillow, or pop tent to enjoy some quality time with your favorite guy. We'll have all the details on our website, whyy.org/things to do. They say dogs are man's best friend, and if your dad is a dog lover, there's a place you can take him where he'll fit right in. The Museum of Illusions is hosting Yappy Hour tonight from 5 to 7 p.m. You and Dad have to pay, but the dogs are free. If your dad is a literary sort, then head to the Bloomsday Festival. It's the annual celebration of James Joyce's epic novel Ulysses at the Rosenbach on Sunday. It's the museum that houses the original manuscript. There will be readings and musical performances inspired by the book. The free event includes museum admission. It goes from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now, if Dad is a member of the LGBT community, you can celebrate with him at two Pride events this weekend. And they're both in the park. Fairmont Park hosts Pride in the Park. It's on Saturday at the John Welsh Memorial Fountain on Avenue of the Republic. It goes from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday. You and Dad can participate in friendly competitions, including relay races and tug of war. Or you can just hang out and watch. If you're in the burbs, Narberth is hosting its annual Pride at the Park at Narberth Park on Saturday. It goes from noon to 5 p.m. There are few relationships more special than a father and his daughter, no matter how old you are.
Your daddy loves you. Your daddy loves his girl.
At the 12th annual Father's Day dance at the Franklin Institute, you and Dad can celebrate that special bond together. The dance is on Sunday from 6 to 10 p.m. If Dad can appreciate history, celebration, and liberation, take him to the Juneteenth Festival and Parade. Philadelphia hosts one of the largest Juneteenth events in the nation. The parade is on Sunday from noon to 2 across from the Mann Center, and the festival goes on from 10 a.m. to 8 p.m. at West Philly's Malcolm X Park. We're winding down this Father's Day edition of Things to Do, but before we go, we have to acknowledge a musician who had a great relationship with his father, so much so that he followed in his musical footsteps. Ravi Coltrane has helped to keep both of his parents' legacies alive, including that of his mother, Alice, and his father, the legendary John Coltrane. It's fitting that he'll be playing at City Winery on Father's Day. The show starts at 8 p.m. If you want to know more or missed any details on what you've heard, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I want to wish everybody a happy Father's Day, all the dads, stepdads, and granddads out there. We appreciate you. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone.